All right, as Jason said, I'm Bree Seitz. I went ahead and just typed this out because I tend to get off on tangents, so I'm going to just stick to reading it, and that will help me and you guys. Most of you are used to me coming up here and sharing about the Huff List, but today I get to share about my own kind of spiritual growth journey, talking about what the Lord has done in my life and how he is working in situations and through different people has become my absolute favorite thing to talk to people about. If you've been with Northridge Seneca from the very beginning, like at Valentino's, I've shared my actual testimony a couple times, and so when I was thinking about what I wanted to share this morning, I really wanted to touch on a couple deeper rooted struggles that I've had and have experienced that I know many of you probably have had an experience also, and then just how I've grown through them with God's guidance. So the first one has been independence. My first deep rooted struggle is independence. Since I was younger, I've had a really strong will. I'm fiercely independent and have a fiercely independent spirit, but I also had a big people-pleasing desire, and so those often contradicted and clashed a lot into my 20s. I didn't want to need people, but yet I looked to people constantly to find my worth and who I was. I've swung on the pendulum of a very reserved kind of disconnection to people that I would have called my friends. To really idolizing and having no boundaries in friendships and relationships with others. And all of this, God has brought me back to the basics of how we were created in Genesis. First, that we were created to love God and be wholly satisfied with him. And second, that it's not good for man to do life alone. I and all of us have to ask ourselves a couple of these questions. What does loving God and being wholly satisfied with him look like? For me, it's meant instead of trying to people please and please others, I need to focus on pleasing God. It means when I hear or see something from Scripture, if I say I love God, I must do what it says. There are no excuses, there's no reasoning, there's no kind of doing it halfway, and definitely no focusing on applying it to someone else because you think they're worse off than you. That I must obey. It also means finding my worth in who God says I am and not based on how I'm feeling for the day or how others might treat me. In identifying as a Christian, we must ask ourselves, do we actually love God and are we seeking to find satisfaction in him? We know what love looks like with others, spending quality time, knowing them deeply, serving and doing good things for them. So if we say we love God, are we actually applying those same things to our relationship with Christ? Secondly, what does it mean that it's not good for man to be alone? Still being single, I used to think that creation and the idea of it not being good to be alone all pointed to marriage and being satisfied in that. In my 20s, I thought it would happen any day and my struggle with loneliness would be satisfied. But now in my late 30s, I still have the same desire to marry, yet God has shown me it's not about marriage. It's about doing life and having fellowship with other believers, regardless of being married or single. If you heard Mandy share a few weeks ago, I could pretty much echo everything that she shared about living in community. Not being alone is about being vulnerable and sharing what's real with others. It's letting people in enough to let them hold you accountable to God's truth without being offended. That's the key. And if you call yourself a believer, it's about finding someone who is spiritually kind of more mature than you to kind of follow or want to emulate kind of how they're living out their faith, and then also someone a little less spiritual than you to kind of lead in their journey and surrounding people just on their walk with Christ. I love also that Jesus, our primary role model in the Bible, was single and yet fully satisfied in the Father, and he still surrounded himself to do life with his disciples. Paul was another influential person who was single, and he still chose to give his life pouring into spreading the gospel and living in community with the global church. So whether single or married, we must ask ourselves if we are actually truly connected with other believers. Now, on a side note of this, I'm actually an introvert, so building connection and community is really difficult. So most of the time, even today, I really have to force myself to like go to social events or even go talk to people. I've kind of had to learn how to be uncomfortable pretty much all the time and just embrace awkwardness. And it's a must because we weren't created to do life alone. For the extroverts, I think your challenge would probably be actually building deeper relationships with people. So then you're actually doing life with people, and it's challenging for all of us. The other thing that God has really shown me is a continual, like a deep root of pride. So I, like many of you, have a desire for things to go how I want and expect them to go. I'm a type A personality, so there's no lack of planning and organizing to ensure success. In this, God has made it very clear that through varying circumstances in life, that he gets the final say and his will be done. I get the choice of whether I'll surrender and be dependent to that reality or fight it. There's been a lot of times where I didn't even realize how prideful I was until I didn't get my way. We have to ask ourselves in those times, do I trust God enough to humble myself and continue to follow closely, even when what he's allowing in our lives feels really terrible? Or do I try to reroute whatever he's doing towards my own selfish desires or even shut him out altogether? Deep-rooted pride causes us to think that we know best in all the big and even more so the little moments in our life. We have to choose whether we will surrender to our will or to his. Being prideful is probably not something that people who know me well would describe me as, but when Jason shared about a month ago the list of prideful versus humble people, it cut really deep. So I'd really challenge anyone to go through the list. I know it's on our Facebook page. It's posted up. I saw it by the women's bathroom. And just kind of let God reveal just how much we fall short of his standard that he sets before us. But with that, I'll kind of end with this picture that kind of has helped me. So just, I'm sure many people have seen this picture before, but just the understanding that our spiritual journey and growth is very much like this. We expect this nice growth diagonal going up, but in reality, it's all over the place. There's definitely seasons of rain where you feel like you hear God, you feel God, he's right there with you, and you're growing a lot because of it, but there's also seasons where it's dry, and you don't feel like you are close to God and hear God, and he feels far away, and sometimes even just opening the Bible feels like a task. But something that's helped me, regardless of the season, is connecting with God and music. I really love all kinds of music. But I only allow myself to listen to Christian music, and that's all genres, but I really love connecting with God and worship music. It just helps me keep the focus on him and not myself or my circumstances. And it's really helped carry me through a lot of dark times. And just to put it out there, some of you guys might like hard rock, or maybe like kids like rap music. There are all kinds of Christian genres out there. Don't be like me and think it was only K-Love or like what played on K-Love. There's all kinds, because Christian rap is actually, it was a huge influencer when I became a Christian in high school. It really helped me a lot. So seek out Christian music. There's a lot of good stuff out there. The other thing that helped me tremendously is listening to the Bible. I love devoted quiet time where I can sit and focus on studying and reading the word, but realistically, it's really difficult. I think Micah was the one who kind of shared about, he found an app and he's listening to the Bible on it, and I feel the same. Jaden introduced me to what's called the Dwell app, and I love it because you can customize the voice that reads the Bible, and then you can customize the music, the gentle music in the background, and that just speaks to me really. So, it also allows me to multitask, and for me, that's really important. It's really hard for me to sit and focus and read, and so that way, when I'm doing the dishes or when I'm out walking, when I'm driving in the car, I can constantly be listening to God's word and kind of have it fill my heart and mind. So I would just end with, there's an abundance of resources out there, but really finding what works for you and what is going to help you draw closer to God and get in the Word more. So then, yeah, you can allow Him to speak to you and then ultimately through you in your life. Thank you.